I give The Opposite of Love a 7.2 out of 10. It's an average show, July 24th through August 31st, 2025. The show is The Opposite of Love, and today I'm going to do the opposite of what I normally do because it's a new day and a new way to do things, and I've been too comfortable in my same patterns. Like my epiphany, slow incoming, I promise. It only took like 9 years. I've gotten too comfortable and forgot to grow. I am working on that. The opposite is, as it says, not a love story. It's the story of Eloise, played by Ashley Griffin, and Will, played by Evan Strand. Evan, a prostitute, goes to Eloise, a very rich lady who makes enough to live what appears to be rather isolated life in a space looking over Central Park. Though well off, Eloise has dramatic experiences that have shaped her life. What starts a normal sexual night for Will turns into a relationship that neither of them will ever forget, covering topics of love, survival, and trauma that connects us all. This show had the ingredients for an intriguing, dramatic piece, and the playwright has a lot to say about the moral degradation of the world, and in that way, this piece highlights a lot of painful truths, one of them being that for some, transactional love is the only love they've experienced, transactional love as opposed to unconditional love, and how easy it is to be blinded by it when you've known nothing else, how it can change you as a person, and how society perpetuates a lot of it. At the same time, the play goes back and forth between these more realistic-like situations and these heartfelt diary entry moments, and it ends like they ran out of things to say. So a lot of things to say, but not much of a story to really make it mesh. Griffin and Strand show great range in these parts. It's hard not to see a resemblance to Matthew Perry from Strand. Rest in peace, Chandler Bing. Fans of romance with a unique twist may enjoy this. If you like LA Theater Bites, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and follow us on Instagram and TikTok.